Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, the halacha topic from Daf Gimel and Maseches Pesachim is found in probably the most important Sif Katan in Mishneh Berurah in all of the Sefer Mishneh Berurah. Could very well be it is the most important Simen as well in Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Kuf Nun Vav, the Magen Avram, in the halachos of Seder Masa Umatan, how a person is supposed to act in business, which is actually found in Aruch Chaim, where the Mechaber says, after davening, a person should go to his work, and he uses the expression, kol Torah she'eni mamalacha sofa b'teil v'goreres avon, and that one should not make one's work one's ikur, rather that should be temporary, and one's Torah learning ikur, v'yisa v'yitein be'emuna, and he should be honest in business. That causes the Magen Avram, and then afterwards the Mishneh Berurah, to recount many, many, many halachos that relate to the day in and day out of a person. One of the halachos that the Magen Avram quotes is our Gemara. It is unfortunate that the Ein Mishpat does not make reference, because it's not found in Shulchan Aruch and does not put a small letter next to it. However, one of the most important expressions that we have, which is a halacha as well, as Rabbi Shua ben Levi, 12 lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, La'olam al yotzei adam davar miguna mepiv, a person should never allow an inappropriate word to come out of his mouth. So this Gemara is not only a Eitza Tova, but according to the poskim, it is halacha l'maisa. The Shaarei Tshuva quotes the Magen Avram as saying that this is the reason why there was a custom not to use the word Beitza, but was Beitzim were described as Beim. Beitza could also refer to testicles, and as a way of tsnius, the word Beya was said. So from here we see that not only was the word Tamei not said, but if there was a nicer way to say it, so then in such a case, the halacha says that one should try to say it that way. Shaarei Tshuva says that maybe today the halacha would be different, because the word Beitzim might not have the same negative connotation as it did once upon a time. To understand a little bit more deeply the significance of it, there is an expression that we have that the mouth is the quill of the heart. And if a person begins to work on themselves, that they speak more finely, they speak in a way that represents the Kedusha that they aspire for, then ultimately the Chitzonius can be more the Pnimius, and vice versa, and a person can become transformed and elevated through working on a finer form of speech. My son reminded me of the famous line that Rav Pamet said. He heard this from Rav Fishel Schechter. He heard a recorded shiur from Fishel Schechter, and I heard this a few times from one of my great rabbeim in Tar Vadas, Rav Yisrael Reisman. And Menachem, my son, heard it even in a sharper expression from Rav Fishel Schechter. Their Fishel Schechter had said that Rav Pam counted as a dovra amagunim bepiv, something that was considered something that was not Lashon Akia, the word whatchamacallit. As I heard from Rabbi Reisman one time, Rav Pam Zatzal, and I think I heard this shmuz myself, but I don't know if the same drama that Rav Reisman described, I was zochet to see that Rav Pam was once saying over a shmuz about Lashon Akia, how a person is supposed to speak, and he read off a list of words. Baruch Hashem, he didn't have to read off a list of four-letter curse words, but he listed off words that he thought were inappropriate for a Ben Torah to use. He read the words crazy, shut up, stupid, etc., etc. He read those words out, and he also added the word whatchamacallit. So Rav Reisman said that he went over to Rav Pam afterwards, and he said to him, Rebbe, what's wrong with the word whatchamacallit? And Rav Pam said, you don't understand. If a person, when he speaks, he hasn't thought out the entire sentence of what he's going to say, so then, if he's rushing through his speech, he says the word whatchamacallit. A Ben Torah should know that's just as bad, these Dover Maguna, as a person not thinking through his speech. We could add that what Rav Pam was teaching us from Rabbi Shua ben Levi is that part of Dover Maguna is someone who's just not careful about his speech, if it's not thought out. Menachem added that Rav Fishel Schechter said that sometimes even Rav Pam described that it was a way of putting down people, not showing enough respect, that if you're trying to recollect a person's name, whatchamacallit, what's his name? And Rav Pam would speak to hundreds of people a day, but every single person was treated with the Tzelem Elokim, and Chas v'Chalila, to confuse him with a chocolate bar, to confuse him with whatchamacallit. And this is the halacha, not just the nice agadita. This is a halacha from today's daily daf. From a person to really, really, really think, is what coming out of my mouth something a davar kadosh or chas v'chalila a davar maguna? Because ultimately, if the mouth is defiled, then that's the same utensil that was used, that attempted to do the Daf Yomi, that attempted to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, the Tumah and the Tahara can't live together. But Be'ezer Hashem, if we go slowly, slowly, not to try to grow into the Chavetz Chaim or Rav Pam overnight, but slowly, slowly, we could grow from Madrega, Mikedusha LeKedusha, and be Mekayim, this important halacha that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi teaches us on today's Daf.